Titans Banker, sportsbanker.com update for your big Friday, guys. Well, I'm going to be back on this line at about midnight with hopefully I got all of your Saturday games ready to go on Saturday because they are going to be early start games. Cleveland, Orlando, 7 a.m. Hawaii, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And, well, Oklahoma City, New Orleans, 9:30 Hawaii. That's going to be 12:30 Pacific. And later, Boston, Miami, going at noon Hawaii, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And Denver Lakers, game 4. Will it be then? We'll tell you about it. Anyway, we'll get you guys all engaged overnight. Hopefully, I got the guys. Or we'll do what we did on Friday, get an early set and the late set, which works out real nice. Anyway, we got a program today, and the guys are looking forward to it. As Mikey Wise says, his big brother Danny, who passed away several years ago, and he was just a young kid at the time and always looked up to him. And, well, as said, he's tag along to games. They went to a lot of New York Jets games and the New York Giants games and basketball, the Knicks, and even the New Jersey team. Well, New Jersey Nets, as known. And, well, their daddy used to go to the Nets games. They never forget that. Bobby and Mike, Danny used to talk about with his daddy going to the games. And we're talking back in the day when Dr. J, they used to announce, "We need a doctor in the house." And Dr. J would come out for the New Jersey Nets. And he was the man. Anyway, as I said, with that big fro and his leaps from half court, from the free throw line, and dunks, and some great stuff in those days with that ABA ball. Anyway, as I said, time's just flying. And I remember a lot of that stuff from when I was a kid. I remember listening to the AM radio and listening to the late. I was a huge Wilt Chamberlain and Goodrich and also Jerry West fan. I used to listen to the radio on those games. And Rick Barry, Golden State, that was one of my teams that I really liked. Anyway, that said, boy, the days rolling by. Anyway, as we all look forward to some great stuff for the playoffs, and the guys are going to take care of you guys well. I got a lot of requests for guys waiting for me to put up something. But the problem is, guys, there's a limited amount of games going, and the guys are all doing their thing, and I hate to put up a program and it's opposite of somebody else's big stuff, and that to me just don't feel right. Even though it's gonna load up, I'll get at least 100 signups on some weekend big day, at least that amount. And as I said, it ain't about money, guys. As I tell you guys, I never did anything for money that my credibility would suffer. We've given away the house just about. But hey, you guys enjoy your comp today. I got one from Bobby Wise. Bobby does have a late Road Wise's TV play. He said, guys, Philadelphia going in to take on the Padres, and he says he does believe that they got the horses to get it done, as they do also have some pig swatting going on, and this is their first game of the season between them. Well, he says last time they went in there and took 2 of 3 last year. Well, this is this year. Right now, this is a team in Philly that's got their guys all engaged, and they got Nola going out today to get it done. And, well, they're coming off some big road games against Cincinnati, a hard-swatting team that they split that series. But, well, as I said, they've won. These guys have won now 8 of their last 10 games. And they're going to look into catching this Padres team that has been a little dismal for that high-priced bankroll for that team. Anyway, as I said, he does look for this to be Musgrove getting rolled by this team. And he says he's going to take them to get it done as a Road Wise's play. Lay the 110 and enjoy it. As I said, we got up right now. We got Mikey Wise, who has a little help from his brother Bobby today, he says, because he does have a money play or dog of the year that's 7-0 lifetime. 2 sixes with it, and that is on the late game. He's got the late game capped with 3 big plays and a 6.5 and 2 sixes. Minnesota at Phoenix. Will Minnesota take a 3-0 lead? A lot of folks think so, and then again, will the Phoenix Suns have enough underneath to handle Towns and company and Gobert? And he says he's got this game capped, and he's ready. Now, DK, he's got that game capped, but he also has his best on the earlier set, Dallas and the Clippers, And he does have a big play or dog of the month that's up there that is 9-1 lifetime in the playoffs, plus two sixes. So he's ready. First game is at 2 p.m. Hawaii, 4 p.m. 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. And then he's got to play on the late game. So you guys should check it out. Anyway, everybody's ready. We hope you guys are ready. And I want to thank all of you great folks for supporting us here. I get thousands of hits on Fridays and a whole lot on Saturday and Sunday. So stay tuned. And no, we don't have a weekend package that we're talking about possibly putting up. But we'll get you guys geared up for some great daily stuff and some discounts on it. So stay tuned and thanks for joining us, guys. I got a song of the day, but I do have a bet that I know I can almost guarantee 80% on this one that I'm going to give you. I will tell you, I'll bet you while listening to this song, at least 80% of you hit it with a bomb, bomb, bomb. You guys have a great one. Thanks for getting on with us here at Banker Sports, and let's go get them.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. One spring, that spring came, who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Good times never seem so good. I the night and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two, and when I hurt, burden runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Good times never seem so good. Never.